Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about personal growth, relationships, and drug addictions. How to create a clear path to success in your life. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for all of you listening to this podcast. Today's topic is Christmas Eve is just like any other day. Remember, Christmas Eve was the day before Christ was born. You know, I'm not a religious person. You know, I believe in the universe and how we create, but to each his own. We all have these beliefs in our lives. And I remember when I was a kid, Christmas Eve was all about anticipation. All about this wondering, what is under the tree? What am I getting for Christmas? And then the next morning comes around and I squirrely down the stairs and I'm pulling all these wrappings apart and getting at my Christmas presents. You know, 7, 8, 9 years old. And then opening up my Christmas presents and going, another pair of socks? Huh. And I'm going to tell you a little story that's actually absolutely hilarious. Well, it was hilarious to me now, but not at the time. This one year, I remember Christmas Eve came around and we were 14 years old. All I had three brothers. And so that's like 14, 15, 16 or something like that. And so Christmas morning comes around and Christmas Eve, we're all excited, all three of us, brothers, even at 14 years old, we're still excited. And so we go downstairs and Christmas morning and we open up these big gifts. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. So we got some gifts under the tree. So we open them up and lo and behold, all three of us got exactly the same jackets, same color. Same size, everything. We looked at each other and went, what the F is this? So throughout the whole year, we were wearing these red plaid jackets. Red plaid jackets. I tell ya, it was the most embarrassing thing I've ever worn. They were hideous. But to my mom, they were not. She thought it was cute. You have three brothers wearing exactly the same jackets. Oh, my one brother, he wore it once, and that was it. He was done. He comes home, throws it in the garbage, and says, I'm never going to wear this ever again. And my mom says, why? It's so cute. All three of you guys are wearing the same jackets. And I looked at her and go, you got to be kidding me. This is not what we wanted for Christmas. This is not fun. But she thought so. And Christmas is not all about receiving these grand Christmas presents or anything like that. It's about the giving part. And this is all about giving from the heart. Giving without expectation of anything in return. But I still remember that. And I'm going back 34 years ago. I can still remember it. And I can still remember the school. Walking down the hallway. And getting mistaken for my brother or something. Or they getting mistaken for me or whatever. And it wasn't very enjoyable. It wasn't fun. But now I can think and laugh at it. You know, I can laugh. Because it was funny. But we didn't think so at the time. When you really know your child and what they really want, not from 3 months before, I'm talking about what they really want in their heart, what they exactly their most favorite toy, their most favorite that they would literally go giddy over. They would go, wow, I've always wanted this and I'll cherish this for the rest of my life. What would that be in your child's mind? Or how about your own mind? What would you like in your life? And have that Christmas Eve and then waking up the next morning and going, that's exactly what I wanted. I didn't tell anybody, but this is exactly what I want. So are you in tune with your children's minds and thoughts and hopes and dreams of what they really want? Because you know what? When they get to a certain age, we don't spend too much time with our teenagers. You know, we have this hustle and bustle of life that we're always doing something, always taking them to sports games, or, you know, we're taking them to their friends and they're always hanging around with their friends, especially at 14, 15, 16 and beyond. And then by the age of 20, hopefully they move out. No, it's up to them. It's their choice. But do you really know your child? What they really love and what their passions are, what their joys are, what their hobbies are, what are they thinking? And when you connect with them on a deeper level, then you can really actually understand who your child is. Ask them questions. What music are you listening to? Without, you know, because you're not spying. I'm not talking about spying. I'm talking about knowing your child and learning about your child and actually listening deeply. And you can pick up on those little words, those little thoughts, just with their facial expressions, with their movement of their body and the tone of voice. You can truly understand what your child wants. And I've said this in that last post on the last podcast was, remember, Christmas is not all about Christmas presents and about money. It's much, much more. So may your Christmas Eve be a learning experience. Ask your child what they want instead of guessing. Because oftentimes you'll know a month before, maybe 2 weeks before Christmas. Ask them, what would you love for Christmas? What would be the top five things you would love to have 2 weeks before Christmas? Even 10 days. 7 days, or even 3 days before Christmas, because then you know exactly really what they want. Because the human mind's attention span is 7 seconds, and then we lose interest. So kids are not much different, right? They lose interest even faster. What they like today is maybe not what they like tomorrow. Is are you buying gifts for your child that they may not like? You know, I'm so happy and grateful for you all listening to my podcast today. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create a clear path to success, one step forward, never one step back. Be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, right after this. Hello and welcome back. Let's do a little recap right away here. So always number one is ask your child maybe 3 days before Christmas what they really, really want. And even ask them questions throughout the whole year. Engage what they really love and connect with your child on a deeper level. And you really can understand who they are. And when you do, then you'll get to know them much more deeper. And this is those questions you can ask them. And that's the five W's. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? When do you think you can create this in your life? How do you feel like about this? So asking those questions about life. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. I'm so happy and grateful. Remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. Merry Christmas. And we're out.